Fiona is picking up strength as it heads towards Bermuda tomorrow, or nearby at least, before churning towards Atlantic Canada over the weekend, bringing with it high winds and very heavy rain. Philip Pappin at the National Hurricane Center in the U.S. says Fiona has strengthened considerably as it grinds northwards across the Atlantic.
It's located a few hundred miles to the southwest of Bermuda, and it is now moving towards the north at 10 miles an hour, although we're expecting it to turn to the north-northeast and northeast over the next day or so.
Forecasters say Fiona is shaping up to be a historic storm this weekend when it will blast through Atlantic Canada and eastern Quebec. Nova Scotia's municipal affairs minister says this is expected to be a significant weather event for that province.
All questions have been removed as to whether this storm will happen. We are now certain. Fiona will impact our province, and it has the potential to be very dangerous. Impacts are projected to be felt across the province. Every Nova Scotian should be preparing today and bracing for impact.
Fiona is expected to reach Nova Scotia waters by tomorrow night before passing through the eastern mainland part of the province. It is then forecast to hit Cape Breton and Prince Edward Island on Saturday and Quebec's lower north shore and southeastern Labrador early Sunday. Well, joining me now with more on this is Carmen Hart. She's a senior meteorologist with the Canadian Hurricane Center, and she speaks to us tonight from Dartmouth in Nova Scotia. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
This appears to be a really fearsome storm coming our way. What makes it different from all the other storms that we read so much about in the past when it's as it arrives in Atlantic Canada?
So all the ingredients are there for Fiona to have a really powerful impact. It's a large storm. Our sea surface temperatures are above average for the season. So that adds more energy to the storm. And the other thing is it's going to combine with another weather system that's coming off the continent. And so these systems are going to combine their energy. And so that's what's going to give us so much impact.
It's also just looking at the modeling, it's shocking just how big it is.
Yeah, that's right. It's a very big system. Already we've got tropical storm force winds over a diameter of over 300 kilometers. And that is expected to expand as it approaches Atlantic Canada.
I know you never like to use terms like worst or biggest or most fearsome, but this one looks like it could be up there with some of the record ones that we remember from the past, the Wands and so on.
Yeah, I think we feel pretty comfortable saying it's going to be one of the most impactful storms for Atlantic Canada, and definitely comparisons to Juan in 2003 and a little bit more recently, Igor, which affected Newfoundland in 2010. Those were the two really most impactful ones in the past 20 years. And it looks like this is going to be up there with those two.
Tell me a bit about what exactly that means in terms of wind speeds and rainfall, because the numbers are quite incredible. They're very high.
Yeah. So in terms of wind speeds, we are expecting the hurricane force winds with this system to remain. Currently the system is a category 4 hurricane with wind speeds over 200 kilometers per hour. We're expecting that to diminish a little bit, but that again, that's all relative, because we're still expecting, once it gets to our region, to have the winds in the range of over 120 kilometers per hour, closer to 150 kilometers per hour. So that's a high category 1 strength, or maybe even close to a category 2 strength. So those are very impactful winds. And like I said, because it's such a large storm, the aerial extent of those winds is going to be very large, could be hundreds of kilometers, like we are seeing right now for the tropical storm force winds.
And for the rain, because I've heard mentions of 150 millimeters, maybe as up high as 200 millimeters. That's an awful lot of rain in a short period of time.
It definitely is. So just to give you some perspective, Halifax's monthly rainfall for September averages around 100 millimeters across the Maritimes. That's a good number for average for the entire month. And we are expecting rainfalls in the triple digits, so over 100, across a lot of the Maritimes and Eastern Quebec and Newfoundland and Labrador. And as far as the higher numbers, I would expect over 150 millimeters, pockets in the 2 to 300 millimeter range. So that is a lot of rain to come down in a period of 24 hours or so.
So what are we looking at in terms of timing? I gather it's sort of Friday night into Saturday through Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, the timing is a little bit tricky because remember I mentioned that we're talking about two storms merging. So actually the first, the first system which is approaching us is just a regular frontal system coming across the continent. And that's going to start bringing showers, actually it already started bringing showers into the Western Maritimes today. So as that moves into the rest of Eastern Canada tonight and tomorrow, and then Fiona, the rain from Fiona is just going to sort of continue. So we're going to have rain today and tomorrow, and then that's going to intensify sort of around midnight, overnight between Friday and Saturday. And that's when we're expecting the heaviest rain. So the biggest impacts are going to be with the heaviest rain starting around midnight Friday night and going tapering off during the day Saturday. And the winds, the highest winds will be around that time as well. So even though the rain is starting earlier, we're expecting the biggest impacts through the night Saturday, through the night Friday into Saturday and during the day on Saturday.
I know people often see hurricane. We think of the U.S., we think of the Caribbean, we think of how bad a hurricane can be. And then when it descends into a tropical storm, we sort of think, oh, it's done. And that's not really right, is it? From meteorologically, it's not really correct to think of it that way.
Well, actually, a tropical storm will have weaker winds than a hurricane. But what we're talking about now is a post-tropical storm. So a post-tropical storm is a storm that used to be a hurricane, but it lost enough of its tropical characteristics. And those can be as strong as hurricanes. So a lot of it is technical. But in this case, we're having a hurricane. We're expecting it to lose some of its tropical characteristics, of course, as it leaves the tropics and enters the mid-latitudes, but it's going to maintain the strength and the impacts of a hurricane because the wind speeds are still going to be of those of hurricane strength and higher.
Carmen, you're right in the middle of this. Of course, I know this is your job, but you're also right there. What's the mood like and how are people getting ready for this?
Well, this is something I've learned. I've been working as a meteorologist for 15 years and I've worked all across the country. And I've noticed coast to coast Canadians are very weather informed and very weather prepared. And that is a really good thing because everybody's been tuning into the forecast. Everyone's talking about it and everyone is out preparing. And so I think at this point, people are generally as ready as they can be, but people are starting to be nervous for sure out east. And it's going to be a big one, and there's definitely going to be some major impacts, and we're going to feel it. And I think we're going to be talking about this one for a long time to come.
Yeah, I mean, you know this stuff well. You haven't. You're not sort of. There's nothing equivocal about what you're saying. It's pretty straight up. You have a good idea of what's coming.
Yeah, definitely. And I think our forecasts have gotten very good, and I think the forecasts are very good personally. Of course, you'll never know the exact detail. We're going to have pockets with higher rainfall amounts and lower rainfall amounts. That's just the nature of weather, and it's also the geography of the land that the rain falls on or the wind hits. But what we can tell you is that like these impacts are just going to be they're going to be the extremes. They're going to be the extremes that a lot of us have seen in our lifetimes or close to those extremes.
Carmen Hart, I wish you and the entire community the best of luck, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.